It's Countdown to Copenhagen with Joanna Ryde.
Hello and welcome to Countdown to Copenhagen. My name is Joanna Ryde and we're getting really excited around here because the Eurovision's only a few weeks away. A little later on we'll be talking to James Mitchell. He'll give us all the latest Eurovision news. And just after the competition last year I had a chat with Ryan Dolan's Eurovision dancers. I'm going to play a little bit of that. But in the meantime, Ray Carley is here and we're going to listen to our next five songs for 2014. So, Ray, you're back again.
How are we?
I'm good. I'm getting excited about Eurovision. We've only a few weeks left.
Yes, not long left now. We're on the countdown, I think.
So, we're going to look at the next five songs. We'll start with Iceland.
Let's do away with prejudice. Don't discriminate. Tolerance is bliss. We got to get together on this. Cross this.
Now, the song is called No Prejudice by Polypunk. What do you think?
Yeah, it's not a great start now. I like the idea behind the song. With the whole no prejudice thing, but it's not great.
It's very American. It reminds me of Blink 182.
Yeah, which I wouldn't have been a fan of them now, you see. So it's grand, like, as we said. But
yeah, no to Iceland.
No, I don't really know what to say. I don't like it.
We'll move on, so. Now we're going to move on to Ireland.
Oh, yes.
Keep your head high above the water. We can make it and break the border. Hold on to my heartbeat, my heartbeat.
So the song, of course, is called Heartbeat and the artist is Canlin featuring Casey Smith. What do you think of this then?
This is probably one of the best Irish entries in 10 years.
You're a fan of Casey.
I am. It's very Eurovision-y.
I'm a fan of it as well. I like Casey. I think she's good live. I hope that kind of translates on the big stage. So go Ireland. Can we get a woo?
Woo.
You have a lovely woo. Okay, so we're going to move on to the next one. This is Israel.
Skinning you up, no longer apart. We don't beat with the same heart.
Now, you like this, don't you?
I do, I love this. And you know, she's very popular in Israel. She was on the version of Pop Idol.
I don't know, but now I do, thank you.
Musical theatre over there as well. I love it. I love how she's doing singing in the two languages. And even though she's singing in Israeli, it's still
Hebrew,
whatever it is. It's still as good in both languages.
Well, the song is called Same Heart and it's May Fane Gold. I think I'm going to say that this is the best Israel song in a long, long time.
Yeah, I would agree.
Right, we're going to move on now to Italy. The song is called La Mia Sita, I think. My Italian isn't that great. And the artist is Emma Maroney. Well,
yeah, this is really good. This reminds me of a like Pat Benatar 80s rock kind of song.
I think if Pat Benatar and Pink had a baby, it would be this song.
This would be it. Yes, absolutely. She was the most successful Italian recording artist last year. She's had 4 number ones. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I'm great with the little bits of information now.
I will tell you something, right? I listened to all the songs again last night because I'm a big nerd. And this was the one I was still humming today. It's grown on me so much.
It's very catchy. Now, I did have to listen to it 2 or 3 times. It's not instantly catchy, but after that, it's very good.
Right, our final one now. This is one that a lot of people have been talking about. It's Latvia.
I've got a cake to bake. I've got no clue at all. I've got a cake to bake. I haven't done that before. Don't be proud, mate.
Now, of course, the song is called Cake to Bake and the artist is Arzeminyaki or something.
This is a nice, simple kind of song. It reminds me, you know that song years ago, the JCB song?
Yeah, Nisloppy.
It's very like that.
It is nice, very similar.
Simple,
yeah.
Nothing much to it. Yeah, it's good, but I don't know. I think maybe it's kind of a song somebody might get up and put a cup of tea on, you know?
It's a bit random. Latvia send very random songs sometimes.
They're obviously a fan of Mary Berry and Nigella and all that, you know?
Yeah, they like the old cake. I wouldn't mind a bit of cake. Well, Ray, thanks a million for coming in to me. Oh, meow.
No problem, anytime.
And sure, you'll be back again on Saturday for more madness.
Sooner than you think, yes.
Oh, see, holy God. I look forward to it.
Now, you never asked me a question.
What did I know? Oh, no, my God. I never asked you what your favourite was this week.
Now, my favourite would have to be either between Ireland and Israel.
Really? I'm going to go with... I do like Cake to Bake, but it's not my favourite. It's just a random song. It's just one of those weird songs to sing along to.
I suppose I'll be patriotic and go Ireland.
Well, I'm going to go between Ireland and Italy. I can't decide between them.
I'll go Ireland.
Okay, I'm going to go Italy then. So we have one each.
Happy.
Right. So just after last year's competition, I spoke to Alan McGrath and Colm Farrell, who were dancers for Ryan Dolan for Ireland in Malmo. And this is how it went.
You look very familiar.
Yes, do I?
Of course you do. But I usually see you with your top off.
That's it, yeah.
So you're Colm, yes.
I'm Colm, yeah.
See, I already noticed. I interviewed Ryan last week.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And he was quite scared, and I asked him to steal Moldova's dress from me.
Oh, yeah. That was
Did he do that?
No, he didn't, know.
Bastard. So how was Malmo?
Malmo was good, yeah. It was good crack. It was good fun. It was a bit sad at the end, but all in all, it was good.
Do you think that if you hadn't worn shoes, you might have done better? Because it seems to be a thing at Eurovision now. Yeah. Take off your shoes and you will win.
I think we should have went for no clothes, maybe. I think that might have been better.
Well, you weren't far off it. I was talking about your semi-nakedness on the radio to Ryan.
Yeah.
Because he sent a picture on Twitter of him with his top off, so I was expecting him to get his kit off.
Yeah.
Hello. What's his name?
This is Alan.
Alan. Yeah, I knew his name because he was all over the paper and you weren't. Are you raging?
Smell a rage of me.
Well, it's just smell of something off you. It's probably all the travelling. So, Sweden. Did you just like Sweden?
Yeah, loved it, didn't we? Yeah.
Did you just go to IKEA?
No, there's no. Well, you only seen one IKEA when we were over there.
Did you? Because the girl from, San Marino, she went to IKEA and she bought a lamp and she brought it on stage. Did you see her?
No. Oh, yeah.
With our mad bleeding lamp.
Yeah, I
wanted her to qualify. I was quite upset.
Yeah.
And Ireland got a good mention. Poor Linda, God love her.
I know. We actually didn't see it because when we were in the green room, we couldn't really hear, we couldn't really see it. So we were actually just around the shops and we seen it in the paper there. Yeah. So we might have a word with her and see.
It's only the controversy that I found that she's not a drag queen. No. I thought she was the whole time, so I'm a bit confused.
We love Linda.
Ah, Linda, God love her. You met Natalie from Cascada. Yeah. She was my favourite now. As much as I loved you guys, and I did love your song, but I've been dancing around to Cascada for 3 months.
Yeah, I love that song.
Who else did I like? Cascada was my biatch from the whole start. Because when I was young, that's what I used to listen to.
Oh, Cascada.
I put €25 on the bitch, and then she went out at like 20-1. So thank you so much for talking to
me. Joanna, thank you.
God bless you all.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for doing us so proud of Malmo.
Next year,
I'm going to go and kick an ass.
I think we should boycott the whole thing.
Me and Marty Whelan would be fantastic together.
Yeah.
Because he has a lovely moustache. I'd be like a younger, better looking version of Jerry May.
He makes the Eurovision for me listening to him every year. It's hilarious. Yeah, and he's like that in prison. He's so funny. Like.
And he was very good to us that night as well. He was very good.
Was he?
Yeah, he was very supportive.
Ooh.
Great.
His moustache. Ooh.
Eurovision News with James Mitchell.
He's back. James Mitchell, how are you, love?
Sore.
Lovely. This is in relation to where you were on Saturday, you dirty man. But before we get into any more trouble with that, tell me Eurovision news, babes.
You don't want to know about my personal life?
No, I don't.
It's okay.
And neither do half of Europe who are listening to this.
Half of Europe? Don't lie to yourself, love.
Half of my family.
Let's talk about some Eurovision news.
Yes.
First off, this is big, and it's something I didn't realise. Is that
You've
like
said that before.
on Saturday. So, it's pretty big news, something I didn't realise until I was researching here, but first rehearsal start in 5 days.
5 days?
5 days!
5 days!
5 days!
Okay, stop. that is crazy!
It's just quite scary that it's coming so soon. I love how we're both scared by it, even though we're doing nothing. Like, so the thing is, with the actual rehearsals, Armenia get to go on first.
Oh no. They're favourites.
Exactly. That's why I was like, what's this? Yeah, Ireland have a little press conference on the 3rd. I'm sure you'll be there asking all the important questions, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go on to next story. The Eurovision Times. Yes, there's a Eurovision Times.
I know.
Have a Eurovision Times poll.
Oh, I saw this. Hold on, I moved the wrong piece of paper here. Let me take back the poll. Yes, I've seen this.
So, Again, first up on the chart with a massive, massive chunk of the voting, Armenia, 27% in the win, 27% to win.
That's all the Skrillex fans.
Yeah, second place is Ireland, the sixth there. Shockingly, you won't believe this, at the very bottom with only 0.08%, Belarus. Yeah, and their delicious cheesecake.
I can see that.
Okay, so next story. There's been very little information given out about what the show is going to entail itself, what the organisers are going to be doing. They've released very few images and stuff, and normally by now you'd know exactly what the stage will look like and, you know, what all the pieces between will look like. They've been very hush-hush about it. And this is something that's posing even more questions. They're going to be doing an Ugly Duckling interval act in Copenhagen because...
Holy God.
That is home of the Hans Christian Andersen story about the Ugly Duckling.
And Frozen.
It was Hans Christian Andersen, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
I'm very surprised I remembered that because, I mean, I can barely remember the number for the Chinese and I read that more. I read their menu more than anything else. So, yeah, they're going to have this big live, like... Sorry, what?
Nothing. Continue.
They're going to have this big live on-stage performance going through, like, the Ugly Duckling. Loads of dancers and, you know... Yeah, that's happening. So
if
they're
going to
have Australia's finest flop on one of the interval acts and then the Ugly Duckling on another.
Holy God.
Finally, Linda Martin's back.
You're not a fan of Linda. You bring her up every single time.
It's just because she...
What did Linda ever do on you?
Leave Linda alone. Okay, so Linda Martin had an interview with the Eurovision Times.
Oh, God.
Oh, there is like so much she had to say in this interview. She was basically, this has been an interview conducted with her before Eurovision in concert. She went on about how she loves working with Jedward and how she's been on tour with Johnny Logan. And then the interviewer obviously brought up Eurosong.
Oh, no.
And the incident that happened with Billy McGuinness when she called him a gobshite.
Gobshite.
And she laughed it off and said, it was just one of those things that happened. You can't accuse me of fixing a contest. And basically she said that if they met on the street now, they'd both laugh about it. I don't think that would happen.
No, I don't think so.
Did,
what would she be doing in Finglas anyway?
Yeah. the interviewer said it was good TV. And Linda Martin said, I'd laugh at Billy if I saw him tomorrow. It's done and dusted. But the big shock about this interview was when she was asked, what do you think of Ireland's Eurovision entry this year? She said, hand on heart, I don't think we're going to win. And then she said, I'll tell you something, Owen Quigg, who ended up second, I feel that if he had won, we might have done very well.
Oh, no. So, James, thank you very much for this, for today.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome. You were full of form. I wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to laugh through the pain. I need to go get a panthen. I'm just in bits.
That's nice. Calpol. It's the answer to everything.
Poor Calpol on myself.
Yeah, rub it in.
That is disgusting.
You know, you love it. Okay, so James, thank you so much for everything. You've been lovely.
Oh God, you couldn't have said that with less feeling.
You've been lovely.
You sound, oh God, you sound just like that guy from last week.
Oh God.
So we ended on that note.
Bye.
Bye.
So that's it for today. Remember, if you want to get in touch, you can get me on Twitter @JoannaRide, Facebook/JoannaRide, or on YouTube, again, Joanna Ride. Love to get your opinions on the podcast, so let us know what you think. And I'll be back on Saturday with lots more Eurovision madness. Bye.